Iba County Commissioner Wilson Tetela on Friday said one of the women went to Madebe Payam on December 30th to pick up a child from her brother. The three-year-old got lost after they went to work in the garden and is still missing. Tetela says the police arrested the women on January 1st and held them in a detention. On January 13th, the women were taken to a hospital after they had been allegedly been beaten in police custody. One of the women, 60-year-old Lois James, later died from her injuries. The other woman was unconscious when taken to the hospital. Tetela says he ordered the four officers involved in the case be arrested, all of whom were taken to Yambio for further investigation.
Anybody involved in criminal cases should face the law. This is what people of Iba want to see, because these two women were arrested. They are supposed to be kept by the police or in the prison. Right now, they are searching for the boy. The two women were arrested and the statement was taken from them and they were kept in prison. But what was the cause of bringing them back to the police station and from police station again proceeded to CID department and beaten to death? If somebody has been arrested, then that person should be kept, because we are the government. We are not supposed to kill someone.
The search continues for the missing boy. Justin Taban is the deceased woman's brother. He says his family wants justice.
We want to see how the court will judge the case between us and the relatives of the missing child, because the child got lost, which is their right, but no one intended to kill the child. The incident happened accidentally, which was not planned. We want to know what the law says about that.
Major General Philip Madut, Police Commissioner of Western Equatoria State, confirms the four officers are under investigation.
We will refer it to the court, the statement of the witness, and that's why I cannot tell you the information now, and they are in the prison.
The case is now in the court and they are in the prison.
Tameko Isaac is the civil society coordinator in Iba County.
We want to see the perpetrators being taken to the law so that justice can prevail. This is inhuman, because those who were arrested were just suspect. We are calling upon our government to take note of that. With this instance, civil society in Iba, we are calling upon justice to prevail, and we want to see the government compensating the family as well.
Under the South Sudan Penal Code of 2008, those convicted of intentional murder can be sentenced to death or life imprisonment. For VOA News, I am Matthias Samuel Timatio, reporting from the Western Equatorial States capital, Yambio.